Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday, we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. A comforting piece of news just came out. Marshfield is the sixth safest community in the country. Go figure. On the 16th at 7 p.m, Roger Warner will be giving a lecture on the ecological impacts of green crabs and how making them a part of our diet could help. Then on the 23rd at 7 p.m, hear Jessica Donahue explain the impact that plastic has. In the ocean has on the ecosystem and on our health. Then on February 3rd at 1 p.m, explore Norwell's 184-acre conservation parcel, the Stetson Meadows, with Kezia Bacon and Brian Taylor. Call the NSRWA for more information about these events. And don't forget to stop by the Farmers Market, third Saturday of each month from 10 to 2 at the grandstands in the fairgrounds. You will find over 20 vendors selling items such as food, clothes, and other gifts and trinkets. Now over to the library. On Wednesday the 16th at 11 is Family Storytime. This half-hour story time gives parents, caregivers, and children age 6 and under the opportunity to enjoy books, rhymes, songs, and movement activities. It also reinforces early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. Then at 4, the Classic Book Group will be meeting to discuss Susan Orlean's The Library book. Later at 6:30 is PJ Storytime. Come read books, sing songs, and play with movement and rhyme at this event geared towards children aged up to 6. Then on Thursday at 2 is Storycraft for ages 4 to 6, where kids listen to stories and create a craft based on a weekly theme. This program is 45 minutes long. At 4:30 is a DIY Dungeons Challenge. Play or lead a Dungeons & Dragons game where two teams each make a dungeon and try to make it through their opponent's dungeon. Then at 5 is the Tween Interest Group. Kids in grades 4 through 6 who want to get involved in planning library events are invited to come let their voice be heard. On Friday at 10 a.m. is the Little Hands Art Camp, an art class for kids from 18 months to 4 years old. The library will be closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Day. Then on Tuesday the 22nd at 9:30 a.m. is the Baby Song and Play, where babies up to age 2 are invited to come play together and sing songs. Later at 11 is another family story time. Now over to Town Hall. On Wednesday at 10 a.m. is the Plan for Public Information Committee meeting. Then at 2 is the Council on Aging Executive Board Subcommittee meeting. At 3:30 is the Council on Aging meeting. And at 4 is the Ventress Memorial Library Board of Trustees meeting. On Friday at 9 a.m. is the Council on Aging Strategic Planning Committee meeting. On Tuesday the 22nd at 7 p.m. are both the Zoning Board of Appeals and the Conservation Commission meeting. Swing by our newly updated website, where you can stream all of our content on demand. Now you can watch your favorite local programming when it's convenient for you. That's marshfieldtv.org. While you're there, check out our podcasts. You can listen to conversations with our members, interviews with local artists, and podcasts made by our members, such as The Estuarian Gradient by Sarah Grady from the North-South River Watershed Association. Just scroll to the bottom of the page to find our podcasts. Now for a story from Marshfield's past. Captain Luther Little was a famous naval captain born and raised in Marshfield. In 1841, over the course of the year before his death, Little shared his life story with Sarah Ann Titcomb, who took down the story. A copy of the memoir was obtained by the Marshfield Historical Society from the estate of Eleanor Magoon. The memoirs include tales of swimming in the North River as a child, battling a deathly flu, fighting against the English as a naval captain in the Revolutionary War, and many other surprising and interesting tales. Republished in a series by the Marshfield Mariner in 2010, the memoirs can still be read online, at least in part. I was able to find parts 1, 3, and 7 of the series, and have put links to them in the description, but I would love to read the rest, so if you happen to know where I can find them, please email me at doneill@marshfieldtv.org. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. Just call 781-837-4384 to schedule an appointment. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. If you have an event or information you would like us to mention, please email me at doneill@marshfieldtv.org. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Thanks for listening and have a great week.